Okay, or if you wanted to tell him that he's not in the yard, but he might be somewhere else, he's...
Inside the house.
Okay, and let's say it were a specific room. Let's say it were the kitchen.
He's in the kitchen.
He's in the kitchen, okay. And if you're talking about putting milk in coffee, or putting milk in coffee, you might say some people like it.
With milk.
Okay, and other people like it.
Without.
Okay. And if you have it without milk, then you say it's...
Black.
Okay. And if you have it with, do you have a name for that?
No.
Just with milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if someone's not going away from you, you say he's coming straight...
Towards me.
Okay. And if you saw someone, maybe walking down Broad Street, that you hadn't seen for quite a while, you might say, well, this morning I... Okay. Saw somebody, or... maybe, let's say you just came across him and you hadn't been expecting. Is there any particular kind of phrase you might use in that context?
No, I might say I ran across someone like that.
Ran across?
Mm-hmm.
Ran across? Let me see. Would you say, ever say, ran into?
Sometimes.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see, and I'm sure we've said this, but the kind of animal that barks, that's a...
Dog.
And if you're talking about a bunch of them, it's a bunch of...
Dogs.
Okay. And a kind of dog that's no particular breed, you call that a...
Mutt.
Okay. And let me see, a kind of noisy, yappy one, that's a... Okay. Let me see, and if the dog liked to bite, you'd say the boy was...
Bitten.
Okay, and if someone insisted on going inside a fence where a watchdog was kept,
mm-hmm.
You might say, you better watch out or you'll get...
Bitten.
You ever use a phrase, or you ever hear somebody use the phrase, dog bit there? You'll get dog bit?
I don't remember. I might have. I don't remember.
Doesn't sound strange, but it doesn't sound familiar either. Okay. Let me see, and you might say that dog will
bite you.
Okay, and yesterday he
bit.
Okay, and the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Okay, let me see, and the kind of animals that farmers keep for milk are
cows.
Okay, and in the old days before they had tractors, they used to drive a cart with what? They used to drive a plow before they had tractors. They used to use a...
oxen.
Okay, and then the little ones, not quite as big as oxen, sort of like a horse.
Mule.
Okay, and if they had two of those, they'd say they had a... Okay. Okay. Let me see. And then talking about cows, a little one when it's first born is called a...
Calf.
Okay, and then. Three or four of them are little
calves.
Okay, and riding animals, the kind you ride, they're called
horses.
Okay, and a female is called a mare.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but if it's male or female, it's still a
horse.
Okay, if you didn't know how to ride, you'd say I've never
ridden.
Okay, and but you might say everyone around here likes to. Okay, and last year he
rode.
Okay, and then the things they put on the horse's feet to protect him.
Horseshoes.
Okay, and the part of the horse's feet that they put the shoes onto, that's the...
I don't know
what
you
name
for.
Okay, hoof.
Okay, I've heard.
Horse's hoof. Okay, if you were talking about all four of them, you'd talk about the horse's
hoof.
Okay. Let me see. And name for a female sheep.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Okay. But the